This is Sunday morning, September the 15th, 2019. This is a Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is Dominion. Dominion. And this is the Lord speaking here. In the beginning, I laid down a commission. Genesis 1. Verse 26. God said, let us Father, Son, and Holy Spirit make mankind in our image, after our likeness. Let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the beast, and over all the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. Okay? Then he gave us a commission. This is Matthew 28. So, our basic commission is dominion. Verse 18. Jesus approached and, breaking the silence, said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go then and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all the days to the close and consummation of the age. So he said we were to go and teach them, every creature, every nation, to be Christians, disciples of Jesus. That's what he said here. Let me read it again. Teaching them to observe everything that I've commanded you. None of this, you know, freedom of religion stuff, even though it's in our Constitution, and I know that you cannot force people to do things, but he intended for us to take, he intended for Adam not to just work his little garden, but to fill the earth and subdue it. And he's also given that same dominion and authority for us to go and make disciples. What is a disciple? A student of the word. They live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. All nations, not just our nation. All right, Mark 16. See where I start, 15. And he said to them, go into the world and preach and publish openly the good news to every creature. Amplify says of the whole human race. He believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these attesting signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new languages. They will pick up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will get well. And then the Lord Jesus, after he'd spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and he sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out, preached everywhere, while the Lord kept working with them and confirming the message by the attesting signs and miracles that closely accompanied it. All right. The Lord says, I fully equip the church to take back everything in my name. This is my will, and when I come, I will complete the job. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Wouldn't it be wonderful if he came and he said, guys, you did it all. I don't have to do a thing. 15:24. After that comes the end, when he delivers over the kingdom to God the Father, after rendering inoperative and abolishing every rule and every authority and power. So anything that doesn't come under the kingdom of God is going to be taken out. Every culture, every nation, every rule, every authority that doesn't line up with the kingdom of God. For Christ must be king and reign until he's put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be subdued and abolished is death. And he, the Father, has put all things in subjection under Christ's feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is evident that he is accepted who does the subjecting of all things to him. All right? He said to occupy. Wherever we're at, we need to be occupying, not victimized, occupying. Luke 19. Verse 12. Whatever he's put into your hand to occupy. He therefore said, a certain nobleman went into a distant country to obtain for himself a kingdom and then to return. Calling 10 of his bondservants, he gave them 10 minas and said to them, buy and sell with these while I go and then return. But his citizens detested him and sent an embassy after him to say, we do not want this man to become ruler over us. When he returned after having received the kingdom, he ordered these bondservants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, but he might know how much each one had made by buying and selling. The first one came before him and said, Lord, your mina has made 10 minas. And he said to him, well done, excellent bondservant, because you have been faithful and trustworthy in a very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. The second one also came and said, Lord, your mina has made 5 more. Do you realize this is whenever he comes to rule, this is when we get promotions? And he said to him, and you will take charge over 5 cities. Then another came and said, there, Lord, here's my mina, which I have kept laid up in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a stern man. You pick up what you did not lay down, and you reap what you did not sow. And he said to the servant, I will judge and condemn you out of your own mouth, you wicked slave. You knew that I was a stern, severe man, picking up what I did not lay down and reaping what I did not sow. Then why did you not put my money in a bank, so that on my return I might have collected it with interest? And he said to the bystanders, take the mina away from him and give it to him who has the 10 minas. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 minas. And Jesus said, I tell you that to everyone who gets and has will more be given. But from the man who does not get and does not have what he has will be taken away. So Jesus wants us to occupy till he comes. This is not a game. This is how it will be. Take it all back, for it has been given into your hand as the church. Take dominion, rule and reign. All technologies, wealth, industries, everything is to be under heaven's rule. The Lord's Prayer that I gave you and gave my disciples clearly lays it out. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Technologies, wealth, and industries. Technologies, wealth, and industries, etc., are not evil. Men are evil, or men are righteous. It's not about touch not, taste not, handle not. It's about getting it back into the hands of the righteous, not by boycotting. Now listen to that. Not by boycotting, but by getting it back. Binding the strong man, spoiling his goods, and calling those goods into the kingdom. We'll get Nike back. We'll get Walmart back. We don't boycott. We demand the stronghold or the strong man. We bind the strong man and seize control. That's what the Lord's saying here. Technology, wealth, industries, etc. are only evil in the hands of evil men. Technology, wealth, industries, etc. are good when they fall into the hands of the righteous. Do not fear these things. Take them back in my name. This is taking dominion. Technology, wealth, industries, etc. are coming back into the hands of the rightful owners, and the thief will steal no more. Lord spoke to you. There's fixed to be a power shift in the earth. Not just oil. We're talking everything. The kingdoms of this world are now becoming the kingdoms of our God. That's the shift. Okay, and the thief will steal no more. Remember to look past the flesh and blood and see who the real enemy is, Satan. Anything and everything that you see or hear about that is not in line, get it back in line. Don't be passive about it. Be aggressive and call it back in line, for I'm observing what you call them. He's saying, oh, I can check that off the list when I come. I can check that off. They've taken dominion. They're doing what I told them to do. Most of the church is waiting until Jesus comes and fixes it all, makes it all right. And he's telling the sons of God, get busy, occupy, take it back, bind the straw men. Get your goods back. Take the land. It's always been about dominion from Genesis to Revelation. Always been about it. Something I wanted to say here. Let me get back my train of thought. I was watching a lady on YouTube. I like her really well. She's a very good researcher. And she was talking about she had quit using a smartphone. And she said the real bad thing about the smartphones is the apps. And as she was talking, the Lord said, you don't need to be afraid of technology. You don't need to be afraid of 5G or 6G. Technology is wicked in the hands of wicked men. Technology is righteous. Even Donald Trump said himself on building the wall, part of that is that they had found a way to bring 5 and 6G that wouldn't harm. So when these technologies are in the hand of the righteous, it's for good. It's like the internet for the gospel. Instead of, oh, we can't do that anymore. Oh, we can't go there anymore. No. That's our fault as the church. That's how we've lived. And we just hide out in our little houses and hide out and do our little thing. That's the way it's been for so long. Couldn't blow the fuzz off of a peanut. No power. Just gripe and complain about the establishment. When the Lord said, occupy. Take it back. It's just like the children of Israel. When they got there, they didn't want to go in. We've got the same commission they had. Take your land. Take dominion. Keep Satan under your feet. Don't boycott. Take it away from them. That's why these lists, that's why these petitions, that's these speaking. We are shifting the narrative in this country. I venture to say in the body of Christ, we're just a remnant. A very small number, but we're powerful. One to 1,000, 2 to 10,000. All right, it's time to do it. Okay.